Yeah, no more losses to give. So your back's against the wall, the old cliche. Your thoughts on the situation that lies ahead for your team?
You know, it's a similar feel every game in the playoffs. You you want to try to make sure you're doing everything you can to win every game so that you're always in a position to win the series. And that's no different whether you're tied 2-2, up 3-2, or down 3-2. Is you need to have your best game the next game. And as we've talked about, it's all about the response. And so that's our only focus right now, is responding for game six.
First period definitely looked like the play was in the Royals' hands, but the Giants capitalized on a quick goal.
Yeah, I felt like we had some good chances in all three periods. And they didn't go in for us early. They started going in for us a little bit late. So hopefully in game six, when we get our chances, we can capitalize early.
And what happened in that second period, in that little 3 minutes stretch there?
There wasn't one specific thing, I don't think. You know, the puck found its way into the net. We probably had as many chances or more. It didn't find its way in. You know, sometimes that's the way the puck bounces. So we just need to make sure that in game six we're focused on capitalizing when we do have those chances.
What happened in the second period? Because that was a completely different period than the first and the third. You guys were hemmed in your zone the entire period, just about.
I disagree with that. I don't think we were hemmed in our zone the entire period. I think the chances were about even. I think the video would bear that out. But I think they capitalized on a few. And then once we pushed back in the second half, we started generating more.
Is there anything you guys can do to counter what they're doing to screen Griffin?
Yeah, we can do a little bit better job, I would say, boxing out in front of the net. And I think we have done that at times. The few times that we haven't, or they've gained position, you know, unfortunately it's gone in. But it's a long series, and you know, we've got a good net front presence offensively as well.
A positive moment. Gregor moved to the first line and generating a little more chances and that goal.
Yep, Noah was really good on both lines. And, you know, he's got a great speed. And so just having him at center there for a little bit helped us generate some speed up the ice and gave us a good push. Jeff DeWitt did a great job there too, but sometimes you just need to try to shake things up to get a little bit of momentum.
How key of a stat line was 0-for-4 in the first period on the power play?
Well, you always want to capitalize on your power play chances if you can, especially in the first. But again, it's all about quality of chances. And if it hadn't been generating chances, I'd be more concerned. We obviously had a lot of good looks, as everyone saw in the first. So eventually it went in, the more we stuck with it. Just a matter of cashing in, whether it be power play or 5-on-5.
Any word on Ralph Jarrett? You know, you're short-staffed in a number of areas, and we didn't see him out for two periods.
Yeah, no word yet. It was a pretty vicious slash, obviously intentional, but no word yet on his state just yet, or his status, I should say.
Talk about Phillips' incredible passing plays. They're on two of the goals, Hanoon's and Gregor's.
Yep, absolutely. Matthew does a very good job both shooting the puck, carrying the puck. He's agile, he's got good vision, he can see the ice very well as well. So not surprised that he had a couple nice assists in addition to, you know, the chance that he scores when the puck's on his stick from a shooting position.
And you mentioned what you called a vicious hit, intentional. Can you comment more on what some people have viewed as borderline hitting by Vancouver in this series?
I don't want to comment on that. That's everyone's subjective opinion. I know everyone that was at the game tonight or that watched it on TV can judge for themselves. But that one slash, just as an example, you know, that was obviously intentionally on the forearm, and Ralph didn't come back. So everyone can draw their own conclusions from that.